Welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from New York in the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. Her preaching today is entitled, Why Do We Do What We Do?
The readings from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as hypocrites do in synagogues and in streets, and to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, don't let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and that your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not pray like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in synagogues on the street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like hypocrites, that they neglect their appearance so they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they've received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to the Father who is hidden, and the Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." A sister I lived with after her retirement took people to the doctors and cancer treatments. What was notable is that we never knew when or who she took. She clearly lived the gospel we hear today. The Torah taught people that they should do righteous acts, give alms, fast, and pray. We hear the same as Christians, especially during Lent or times of renewal. Today's gospel challenges us to examine our actions and reflect on why we do the things we do. Are we one of those people who will only give if there is a plaque or a listing of your name on a donation list? Do we strut our performance of ministries? We all have egos that like to be stroked, but do we take that to our prayer and fasting? The Muslims celebrated Ramadan and they had no water or food sun up to sun down and made no big deal about it. There are times our actions need to be visible so others will hear the call to justice and peace. Like the rights of families to be together and not separated at the border from their children, and you can name all the other causes. But quiet support of the poor in almsgiving, prayer and fasting give not only good example to our family members, but are what the scriptures call us to do. Like it's no big deal, but only doing what we're called to do. Why do we do the things we do? Is it to be recognized? Or is it to respond to God that we see in the eyes of another or the natural world? Today, may we recognize what we do for our own ego and what we generously do for God in the name of the gospel. May we work to do whatever we do in a more hidden way. ¶¶